Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Yes, Jesus loves the little children of the world. For so many, this song takes us back to a happy time in our childhood, memories of family, children's church, and the belief that we were loved, that we were valued and a part of a greater family, a heavenly kingdom. But what of the children who have never known what it is to feel loved, who have never been told that they are precious in his sight? What of the children who have slipped through the cracks and have only ever known abuse, neglect, loneliness, and fear? Today's panel is here to discuss how you can stand in the gap for the least of these, his little ones, beginning today. Welcome, everybody, to Skywatch Television. I'm Joe Horn. We begin today a series of what I, Tom, am describing as a celebration. Yeah. We just finished a series of weeks at Whispering Ponies Ranch, which is the charity that Skywatch TV and Defender Publishing underwrites as our charity. We're going to introduce today's guest in just a moment, but before I get ahead of myself, we do a lot of rehabilitation at Whispering Ponies Ranch. We do it at no cost to the children and to the organizations like Teen Reach that we're going to be talking about in the coming weeks. They come to Whispering Ponies Ranch. These are children that are in the foster care system. Many have been rescued out of sex trafficking. They've been pulled out of abusive homes. Every kind of abuse imaginable, from sexual to simply neglect. Mm-hmm. Children going days on end where the only meal they get is public school.
Yeah.
It's unfathomable. It rips my heart out of my chest. And we're going to get to a lot of what we're up to and how you can help reach these children in just a moment. But before I get ahead of myself, I want to introduce one of the men that is so important to this ministry, Skywatch Television, Defender Publishing, and had so much to do, Tom, 20 years ago, mm-hmm. when we as a family said, someday we want to do this. We want to make this what we do. He's the founder of Royal Family Kids Organization, which is today known as For the Children, Wayne Tesh.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Joe. Thank you. Yeah.
Welcome, Wayne. We have so much to cover. But Wayne, let's back up. At the onset, you know, my opener, I described what we do as a ministry. We underwrite at no expense to the people that come. We provide, you know, rehabilitation program, and it often, Nita, resembles therapeutic horses mm-hmm. at Whispering Ponies Ranch. We have a zip line today that we just debuted just a few weeks ago for our very first summer camp experience mm-hmm. with the high zip line. We have low challenge courses, a gymnasium, an indoor swimming pool. And all of this was something that started with a vision following our family's encounter with your organization, Royal Family Kids, 20 years ago. So before I, you know, spoil all the details and reveal everything that's going on at the ranch, let me start at the very beginning. And Wayne, tell us just a little bit about yourself, who you are, and how you started Royal Family Kids.
First of all, thank you from the bottom of my heart and for the children that have experienced the sheer joy in the mm-hmm. Cathedral of the Outdoors. I just want to say to you and to Tom and Nita, thank you for what God has called you to do, mm-hmm. and you are doing it. It means so much. My wife and I, we've been married 104 years, 108 years, 108 years,
108 years.
54 for her and 54 for me.
Oh, okay.
And we have one child. We have three grandchildren, two bios and one adopted, and we're a happy family that loves to travel. We could only have one child, which played into the role of us having that crisis of saying, should we become foster parents? Mm-hmm. Or has God called me to do something where maybe other foster parents, I could challenge other foster
right.
parents to get involved. But this basically started clear back in upstate New York on the shores of Lake Ontario. I attended a camp, Lakeview Gospel Camp, right on Lake Ontario, and the food was hellacious. It was really bad. The food was bad.
How old were you?
I was 12, and in a Quonset hut-shaped tabernacle with wooden benches and sawdust on the floor. It was a Thursday night, and I can remember kneeling at one of those benches and saying, "Dear God, Jesus knew what he was supposed to do when he was 12. What am I supposed to do when I'm 12? very simplistic prayer, just the heart of a child at that moment.
Right.
And it was in that moment God gave me a vision of children's faces, blacks, Hispanic, Asian, Caucasian faces.
Sure.
And he said to me, I want you to go minister to these children. My mom comes to pick me up on Saturday, and she goes, well, what happened to camp? I said, Mom, you won't believe it. God's called me into the ministry. I'm going to work with children, and I'm going to go to California to make it happen in upstate New York. Her response, because we come from a family of ministers, was, oh, no, not another minister, because she thought I would never get off the family welfare rolls. You know, you just keep supporting your family in ministry.
Yeah.
Make a long story short, when I graduated from college with a double major of physical education and biblical studies, I didn't know what I was going to do. I thought I was going to teach the Eskimos how to play basketball.
Okay.
I didn't know how it all worked. You
right.
know? And we received a phone call when I was 24 to come to California to be an associate pastor. And I'll never forget that day when I sat in my new office with an 8-foot folding table as my desk and a folding desk chair as my desk chair. And I had never been a minister before. I've always been a coach and a teacher.
Sure.
And now all of a sudden, I'm a minister. And I can remember folding my hands and saying, Dear God, I've never been a minister before. What am I supposed to do? And it was in that moment I looked on the back wall and I saw the vision of children's faces, blacks, Hispanic, Asian, Caucasian faces.
Wow.
And I said, well, I found God at camp, or God found me at camp, however that worked.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And I said, I can be a creator to have other children have that same experience.
Mm-hmm.
So for 12 years, from 24 to 36, we would run day camp, kids camp, canoe camp. I mean, for us, it was the whole idea of the whole church getting involved in helping the next generation of children, you know, just being right there. When I was 36, I had a woman come in my office and said, Wayne, what are you going to do about the 10,500 children who are abused and neglected here in Orange County, California?
Yeah.
I knew nothing about the foster care system. I knew nothing about broken children.
Okay.
I was just naive to that whole environment. And I said, well, the only thing I know what to do is to run a camp. I said, I'll run the camp, I'll raise the funds, I'll get the people.
Sure.
If you can get the kids, because back then it was church and state issues. You know,
I figured,
oh man, this is slam dunk. I won't have to do anything because she won't be able to do anything about getting the children.
And it'll be on her, not
you. And it'll
you.
Be on her, not on me, man. So make a long story short, she comes back after a while and says, you know, I've been to all those Sunday school classes you wanted me to share about helping foster children, but what are you going to do? And she pointed that finger at me. I go, oh.
Just, stunner.
Yeah, it was a stunner at that moment. Well, I'll do the camp. I'll raise the funds. If you can get the kids and you've got them, so let's do it. That was in January. In August, we started. And it was a six-day camp that year, which is way too long.
Wow.
5 days. We eventually got it down to 5 days.
If you've never volunteered to be a counselor or worked a camp or been in the kitchen like our guest today, Christy Stidham, who did a great job at WPR this year, you really can't know what a week that really turns
intense.
Up. You love it.
Yeah.
You're fully immersed, but it is a lot of psychological, physical, spiritual energy that you can't really describe unless you've experienced it.
So on that first week that we did Royal Family, we took 37 children.
Yeah.
And we're in this chapel, and it was my turn to speak to the children. Now, I'm not a children's speaker. I don't have a public, I can't do any of that stuff. I can't do any of that stuff.
Wow.
And so I walked out, and as I walked out, I looked at the children.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first time that I saw blacks, Hispanic, Asian, Caucasian children together with 37 kids. It was the fulfillment of the dream, and the Spirit whispered to me at that moment and said, this is what I've called you to do, to work with children in the foster care system, children who have been thrown up against walls and locked in closets, children who hide under their beds in fear and whose nightmares are real, children who have been beaten with 2x4s and whipped with bicycle chains and burned with cigarette butts. Yeah. And for 1 week in the Cathedral of the Outdoors, surrounded by God's people, hope and healing begin to take place in their hearts and lives. And they're transformed and changed forever.
That's real.
All because of God's people responding to help the children, the least of these.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I just find it amazing of what God has done.
It's incredible that it's tangible. If you're a part of a Royal Family Kids camp or anything like it at Whispering Ponies Ranch, you can hear us explain it. And we just, for those at home, in just a minute, we're going to show you a little video that'll give you a taste of some of the B-roll. You're going to get to see some of the kids zipping on the zip line. So we want you to see exactly what some of that looks like. But to experience it face-to-face, it's indescribable because you see the transformation after transformation after transformation. And people wonder, you know, what kind of an impact can you make in the life of a child who's wounded that desperately in a week? You know, what can you possibly do? But it isn't what we can do.
Absolutely.
We watch as we do our best to serve these kids what the Holy Spirit does.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. You know, when I came home from my first week of camp, I was wrung out. And I met my daughter at the door. I still remember this. And I just hugged her to realize that she did not have any of this experience that I dealt with for a whole week. And I hugged my wife, and it was just one of those times when you go, God, you know, I'm so thankful. I'm just so thankful for the opportunity. And when I realized 1 out of every 3 women have experienced some form of abuse, 1 out of every 6 to 7 men have experienced some form of abuse.
Yeah.
And it's like a secret world that no one wants to talk about.
Yeah.
And someone has to put a voice to it.
Absolutely.
And the more kids that come through and grow up and develop what God has for them and their purpose, the stronger the whole organization and the ministry will become.
Well, let's talk about the organization for just a second. I wanted to ask you too, you know, today people are hearing us talk maybe for the first time about Royal Family Kids and Whispering Ponies Ranch, and they're just wrapping their heads around something to do with, you know, the part of it that we play in terms of rehabilitation and exposing them to love and Christ's values, and here's a look at what the Bible looks like. This is a family structure. I mean, even down to when the kids are at the camps, we give them titles like Grandpa.
Yeah.
If you're a senior volunteer, maybe you get the title of grandpa.
Yeah.
If you're a junior volunteer, maybe you get the title of
aunt and uncle.
Yeah, aunt and uncle. And they
or
do
cousin.
That so that they're reinforcing that, hey, family is a positive thing. Because all these kids, a lot of them have ever known, is that the family structure is a place for terror. Like Wayne said, the nightmares are real. Kids hiding under their beds. And for them, it's very real. How big today has Royal Family Kids become? And I also understand that they underwent a name change to for the children. What prompted that switch?
First of all, the name change. The reason that we looked at this is that we realized that we're more than just a camp.
Mm-hmm.
We are involved in mentoring clubs, and we're doing that. There's a lot of advocacy that we're working with, as well as we do foster parenting and adoption. We have strategic partners that do that with us. But it's more than just a camp. And we wanted to say for the children is the overriding umbrella of all the ministries that will be created under For the Children.
Gotcha.
And we thought For the Children would be key with the primary premier program of being Royal Family Kids Camp.
If a person watching this program was wondering, you know, how many kids does this organization reach? What would that
pre-COVID,
look like?
Pre-COVID, we take 7.5% of all the children in foster care between the ages of 6 and 12 in America. That's about 10,000 kids that we take with 15,000 volunteers. We're in 42 states.
Mm-hmm.
We're in 8 foreign countries, 24 different church denominations. That alone is a miracle, to be able to bring all the denominations. Because when it comes to child abuse, that's one thing that we all can agree on.
Absolutely.
Our theologies may be different, but we believe that Christ can make a difference in a kid's heart.
Absolutely.
So that's what we build on.
Well, I don't want to keep the audience waiting. Friends, there is nothing like getting to see just a slice of what happens at Whispering Ponies Ranch with these beautiful royal family kids, Teen Reach. Take a look, and we'll be right back on the other side. Welcome back to Skywatch TV. I'm Joe Horn, and I can't believe we're down to just a handful of minutes, Tom. Let's switch gears to not just observe what others are doing, but like Wayne said, what are you going to do, right? What are you going to do to stand in the gap for these kids? And we are hoping to partner with the viewers and provide them with an opportunity to help stand in the gap for some of these kids. So without further ado, Tom and Nita both, if you can just kind of volley back to me a little bit about how Whispering Ponies Ranch got started, maybe when you met Wayne and caught the vision for the Royal Family Kids, and how viewers at home can partner with us to keep this thing moving and growing.
Yeah, so a moment ago when Wayne was talking about these kids, their terrors are real,
right.
how they've been abused, how they've been mistreated, they're starving sometimes, to the point that a state has to come in and literally remove them from that home. Some of them saved out of sex trafficking. Well, many people know that years ago, over a decade ago, we rebuilt as the last project that we did for the Assemblies of God.
Yes.
Me and Nita, and then ultimately, you know, the whole family wound up at a place called Camp Davidson.
Yeah.
But it was at that camp where, for the very first time, we were exposed mm-hmm. to Royal Family Kids Camp. Mm-hmm. So we get up there, and we're watching these kids come in. I've never seen kids that look so hard. Sure. These kids are shut down.
Yes.
Some of them are very angry. Their instincts have kicked in so that they're very defensive about everything. And we're watching these kids come in, and then the miracle of what would transpire, like you said a moment ago, you know, just out in nature, the God's mm-hmm. canopy, yeah. and you get them in that environment surrounded by well-trained counselors, coordinators, who have one objective in mind, and that is we're going to bring these kids to healing.
Yeah.
Ultimately, we're going to bring them to Jesus because that's where the power lies. Joe mentioned a moment ago, the least of these, my little ones, right? It's pretty heavy when you think that someday at the judgment seat of Christ, we are going to be judged on whether or not we yeah. did these interpersonal things to the least of these, my little ones. And Wayne, it doesn't get any least
right.
of these, my little ones, than when you're talking about these damaged children.
Yep.
But yet the miracle, that was the thing yeah. that got to us. We had never seen anything like it. These kids come in, they're hard, they're defensive.
Yeah.
By the end of the week, they're crying. They don't want to leave. They want to live there forever. They want to be with these people forever
yeah.
because they have literally just been saturated.
Absolutely.
With the love of God, the love of Christ, the healing power of the Holy Spirit. And by the way, it isn't just that one week. We have seen testimony after testimony.
Right.
Some of the kids that have come back that were in the program being mentored year after year, now they come back. Now they're counselors. Now this is their ministry,
yes.
right?
Yeah. Yep.
So it is a life-transforming miracle of God that is a part of what we routinely refer to as Royal Family Kids Camps. And folks, the founder again, yeah. Sitting here with us today. What a vision. And it, by the way, your story also goes to tell people, if you were born, you were born with a mission.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That God has a plan for
your everyone.
Life.
For everyone.
You can be a 12-year-old boy or girl at a Royal Family Kids Camp, and God's going to speak to you.
Yes.
Yep.
And he's going to help you move forward into the future. Now, there are lots of elements, Joe, at Whispering Ponies Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
When people look at all of the construction that we've done there, you mentioned a zip line, climbing
sure.
walls, indoor swimming pools, the great big kitchen. We'll ask Catherine later about how important is food,
yeah.
right,
mm-hmm.
to these kids. If you looked at all those elements, it'd be like, okay, well, what is the purpose behind this, the miniature therapy horses? Every single thing at that camp is designed with one thing in mind,
yep.
and that is therapeutics, to bring
right,
these
exactly.
kids to a point where they have been damaged, they are shut down, but to help them open back up, to begin
that's
to
right.
trust
yep.
again, to begin
yep.
expressing themselves again,
yep.
to grow their confidence. I mean, you watch a kid that's paralyzed at the bottom of a climbing wall, and within 30 minutes, they're ringing the bell at the top
yep.
of a climbing wall that was built for the U.S. Army base. So it's amazing watching that process. Now,
it
partly
is.
What we are doing here today and for the next couple of weeks is that we have a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
These programs are playing in between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Sure.
And we are asking the Friends of the Children,
yeah.
that's what we're calling
right.
this fundraiser,
yep.
the Friends of the Children, to make either a Thanksgiving or a Christmas gift that will go towards helping us get Whispering Ponies Ranch over the finish line. We've accomplished
oh
a lot,
goodness.
Haven't we, Wayne?
Oh, my.
Since the first day you rode around on a putt-putt and there was nothing there.
I need to say this, Tom, of all the people that I've met, if any of you have the opportunity to go in a golf cart ride with Tom, he points to the right and says, over here will be the gymnasium, and over here I'm going to build the swimming pool, and over here is going to be the miniature golf course. Yeah, I mean, he is a man of vision.
Yes.
And I've met a lot of people with vision, but he actually does it. That's a thing that amazes me.
Well,
he does it. You do it.
And we've been able to do that because we do have Friends
yes.
of the Children
yes.
right.
yeah.
That have supported this ministry, are supporting this ministry, and we are asking them again, either existing pony sponsors or VIP members, or new people perhaps that have never donated to this cause before, there are numerous things that we need to get finished at the Whispering Ponies Ranch. But kind of big central to this picture is what we're calling a play camp. So this is a big commercial playground. Much of it is specifically designed with therapeutics in mind to help the children.
Yeah.
We want it to be commercial because we want it to last. And if you know anything about the cost of full-on commercial playgrounds, they are very expensive.
Yeah.
But this one will also have, for instance, swings for kids in wheelchairs.
Yeah.
So this is very specifically designed for what we are doing there. So before we run out of time, let me tell you very quickly what we are asking you to do to help us get the play camp built and some other things maybe we'll talk about next week so that we can finally finish Whispering Ponies Ranch going into the year 2022. So for your donation of any amount, we are going to send you a gift box. It's going to come directly from us. This is going to have like a Whispering Ponies Ranch pony calendar in it. It's going to have a mug. It's got the camp movie that he stars in with his one famous line that he had to do 11 times to get right.
Thanks for telling everybody that time.
It's going to have a Whispering Ponies Ranch keychain. It's going to have CDs, Joe. Maybe we can talk about that next week. Your brand new album, A Best Of. Some people don't even know you're a musician. But for any amount, we're going to send that to them. This is going to help us finish the Whispering Ponies Ranch and specifically the playground. For those who donate $300 or more, now we're going to do the same thing. We're going to send you that gift box, but we are also going to send you the limited time, never published before, Defender Family Bible with expanded Apocrypha. We're going to talk more about that next week. Plus, we're going to send you a $100 gift certificate. For those who make a one-time donation of $1,000 or more, all of the above, including the Bible we'll talk about next week, an invitation to be in a live audience Skywatch television recording during the Branson Conference of 2022, a tour of Whispering Ponies Ranch that will be private for those that donate $1,000 or more, with a huge group photo shot of all of our staff, all of Whispering Ponies Ranch, all of the people that donated $1,000 or more, that is going to be put at the entrance to the new playground inside of a protective shield for all time, saying that this is what the Friends of the Children built for the kids coming to Whispering Ponies Ranch. There's going to be a banquet at the 2022 conference for those people, a $300 gift certificate more. We're going to talk more about it in next week's program because we ran out of time. But we want to ask you to please help us become a friend of the children. Help us build the new play camp for Whispering Ponies Ranch.
Well, there you have it, guys. So much to do, so much to do, and the days are short. Amen?
Yes.
So partner with us, the Friends of the Children. Don't delay. Visit our website at skywatchtv.com for more details. And, of course, the website is on your screen. For Wayne Tesh, everybody here in studio, I'm Joe Horn. Keep your eyes on the prize, which is Jesus Christ. We'll be back next week.